Welcome to episode 2 of the Masturbation Chronicles. I feel like I need to give you a little bit of a preamble here to before jumping, you know, straight into it. You know, so we can build rapport and you feel comfortable to strip your clothes off and join me in bed or your chair or wherever you usually touch yourself. So much like episode 1, this was a script that I wrote, maybe 5-6 months ago. And following the same advice, that it's always better to do your own scripts. So I figured I would ad-lib and use a little bit of this content just to make this experience all the more special. So hopefully you're willing and able to join me in bed or your chair or, well... By the way, no shade, but I learned through DMs that a lot of men masturbate while on the toilet. Who knew? So, hello to those of you on the toilet. You do you, boo. No shade, I promise. In our first episode, I shared a futuristic fantasy of how I wish I could generate electricity with my orgasms. Wouldn't that be amazing? Oh. Today, we are to talk about the tried and true, the quickie method that gets me each and every time. I invite you to join me. If you have similar body parts to me, then please touch yourself in the same way. And if you don't, do what makes you feel good. This is us time, baby. Make it fun. So if I can... The first thing I do is I usually strip myself naked. So let's do that now. If you can't be naked, make it so you have easy access to your fun parts. And if you want to pause this for a moment while that happens, go right ahead. I'm going to do the same. So I do have to tell you that I have a floor-to-ceiling mirror in my room. I've mentioned it on other audios before. And I'm going to be very honest here. I pose and admire myself in my mirror before hopping into the bed. Every time. It's not that my body is perfect, and really the question is whose body is. But actually, I'm pretty sure that most of you listening would easily write me a checklist of what is wrong with it. But guess what? It's my body, not yours. And I like it a lot. It's soft and curvy, round in all the right places, cushioning to my lovers. And I've been told that fucking me is like fucking a heavenly cloud. They tell me that sinking into me is like coming home. And my pussy is so hot, wet, and tight that they don't want to leave. So you hold on to your list, but know that I threw mine away a long time ago. It's your body. And as long as you are allowed to feel good with it, that's all that matters. After some sexy poses, I make sure the ceiling fan is on. I'll tell you more about that fan later. And then make myself a nest of pillows to recline against and hop onto the bed. So, I have to tell you again, honestly, I do have to hop because I have one of those really tall beds. So that actually makes me closer to the ceiling fan. Now, this is not a princess and the pee moment, but... yeah, it's for whatever reason, it's just really tall, and there's a whole situation here, so so don't laugh at me, but there's some hopping. Oh, goodness. So just imagine, like, after I do that, then all the fun parts wiggling, you know, as I climb on in there. My softness settles as I recline back on those pillows. I often bring my knees up, my feet flat on the bed, and then let my legs fall open. This is where the ceiling fan comes in. I can relax, quiet my mind, and just feel the soft breeze waft over my sensitive pussy lips and clit. It feels amazing. Gives me a little tingle and allows me to think and sink deeper into the moment of what I'm about to do. So just take a moment and breathe with me here. Imagine that you are laying in your bed, your legs open, and your fan is just giving you a light breeze. Let's just take a nice slow inhale in and exhale. Let's do another one. One more, and as you breathe in, feel the air expand your lungs. Feel your muscles relax and feel confident in your beautiful skin. And we exhale. So I don't know about you, but I like to start at the top of my body. So my nipples are incredibly sensitive. So much so that I learned a few years back that with the right amount of stimulation, I can actually come from nipple play alone. Now, I can't do it myself. I need somebody else to do it for me, but it can happen. And it's amazing. I mean, it feels honestly like my nipples have little nerve endings that are really connected to my clit. And when my nipples are stimulated in the right way, I just come like, oh, and I come really hard too. It's not just one of those little tiny orgasms. It's one of those deep ones. And it's amazing. So I love nipple play. So you might want to try it with me now. So what I do is I take my fingertips and I'm moving the covers now as I do it. And I lightly touch my collarbone first, so light that it almost tickles. So go ahead and do that now. And close my eyes and just really enjoy the sensation of being touched. I'm so sensitive up there. And if I let myself float on that sensation, I can almost imagine it. It's someone else touching me. Caressing me, sensually loving me. It's arousing and relaxing at the same time. So moving both hands down, I gently cup my breasts and my palms, holding my soft weight. If you don't have full breasts, that's completely okay. Just cover that area with your palms, allowing your nipples to tease the inside of your hand. Move your hand in circles, applying light pressure enough to feel the contact, and just gently massage them. Squeeze and cup and press. Just enjoy the different sensations. And if you don't have breasts, that's okay. Just feel that area. Feel where there's tension and just gently massage and just let that go. So my favorite part, as I mentioned, is up next, my nipples. Mine are very sensitive, and they're already tight and hard. But you may have a different experience, and that's completely okay. So what I like to do is take one finger and just lightly tap the tip. Just gentle, light taps. Just waking them up slowly and easily. They start to get hard, even harder than they were before when I was massaging my breasts. And they form little points. So my nipples are small. I don't have large ones. They're just tiny little quarter-sized things. And the tips just pop right out so hard. So the tapping just feels amazing. And like I mentioned earlier, even with my, because I'm holding my phone with my left hand and I'm tapping with my right, I can feel that in my clit. Like, it's right there. I just feel it as if somebody is tapping my clit at the same time I'm tapping my nipple. It's amazing. I don't know how that happens, but it does. So after the taps, I move on to circles. So here's some foreshadowing for you. I love circles. So one finger on each nipple, making light, barely there circles, usually drives me insane. And I feel it now. Oh, that little tiny circle is starting to get me wet. Oh my gosh. I can feel that in my clit too. Oh, it's almost like there's this phantom finger that's just running around my clit. The same way that I'm touching my right nipple. Sorry, I got lost in that for a moment. My next favorite touch on my nipple is a sweet little bite of a pinch. So I take my thumb and my forefinger and I pinch them, holding on as I tug. So go ahead and try that now. Can you feel them tingle as you tug? Where do you feel it the most? What does it feel like? Can you describe the sensation? Focus on it. While I'm tugging, I also like to roll my nipples, twisting and turning them. Now that feels really good. And I really love nipple play. Have you ever used clamps? Oh, God, keep rolling and tugging and twisting as we're talking about them. So I have these tiny clamps with little weights on them. So they're fun, right? But I really, really, really love these vacuum pumps I have. They came in a pack of three. Go ahead and keep making them feel good as you listen. So it's a pack of three. So my clit can play too. Oh. And I do love that little pump on my clit. I don't have them out now, so I won't play with them. But I'm just reaching across and giving my left nipple the same attention. Because, again, holding the phone, it's hard to play with both at one time. But, you know, they get all puffy and swollen as you twist the knob to tighten the pressure on the pump. It just feels so good. How are you feeling over there? I'm pretty sure I'm starting to get wet, and I'm clenching my little tiny hole muscles, you know, those little tiny Kegels in there. I'm just giving them little clenches as I'm playing. So I usually leave my left hand behind to keep playing with my nipple. It's up to you, because my left is my most sensitive nipple, and that just feels so much amazing. So I'm actually going to switch hands now, and I'm going to put the phone on my right hand and just continue to pinch my left for just a few seconds, just to, so it catches up with the right one. My poor right nipple never gets enough attention. It really doesn't, because I usually, being right-handed, it's the right hand, my right fingertips on my clit, and my left hand playing with my nipple. But you do what feels good for you. Are you right-handed or left-handed when you play? Either with your clit or your pussy or your hard cock. Which hand do you use? Which hand feels better? So I've been told that if you switch hands, it's, quote, supposed to feel like somebody else. I have never bought into that theory. It just feels awkward to me. I don't know why, but you might like it. So, you know, it's so funny because I do have to hold the phone with one hand, so it's really a shame that you're not here to take care of the other nipple for me so that I can do all of this. And maybe I need to write a chronicle where I have multiple arms and hands. That could be fun. Anyway, so let's go back to this. So I'm going to move back so my right hand is free to totally play with my clit. Would you do that for me, though, if you were here? Would you play with my clit for me so that I can enjoy my nipples, or vice versa? Would you play with my nipples so I can play with my clit? But anyway, let's move further down our bodies. So I lightly trace my right hand over my tummy, just light, barely there touches. Again, almost tickling yourself. And I do that now. I just make little figure eights all over my abdomen, below my breasts, and right on down to my tummy, around my belly button. And it tingles a little bit. And that little shiver can be kind of felt all over. I'm so sensitive right now since I've started playing. How about you? Is your body sensitive? How does it feel since you're dragging your hands all over it? How does your tummy feel? The skin, I mean. Is it soft? Would it love some lotion right now to be rubbed into it? We tend to hide that part of ourselves, so embarrassed by it. But it's just as sensitive as any other part of your body. Love it. Make it feel good. Be gentle towards it. My ceiling fan still feels amazing with that light draft over my clit. And now that I'm soaking wet, there's even a cooler tingle. Oh, gosh. I let go of my left nipple for a minute to really get the full effect of my next move. Remember, my legs are wide open, and I hope yours are, too. So you can use your fingertips, but if you have a little bit of a nail, this is the time to use it. So I want you to start at your knees, you know, like the inside of your leg, and slowly trace the inside of your thigh towards your center. So I'm going to do that now. Now, what I've learned is that the slower you can go here, the better. Just tease it. Almost tickle yourself. Let yourself feel each precious glide of your fingertips. Or just the tip of your nail. It's so tingly. I love it. It just gives me little shivers all over the place. Do you know how beautiful you are right here in this moment? And I mean that for those that identify as male too. The beautifulness is that you are taking this moment for yourself. And just enjoying what your body can do. It feels good. This is what I consider self-care. Just taking the time to make yourself feel good. Every little nerve ending that is hyper-focused on your pleasure. It's really magic. Go slow and enjoy the feeling of what is about to come. Oh, am I foreshadowing again? Because it's you that's going to come, isn't it? Me too, to be honest. So I'm going to move my hand back up to play with my nipple. And then I'm going to take my, just for a minute to make sure they're still hard. And give them a good pinch between my fingers. And then I'm going to take my right forefinger and just gently stroke my pussy lips. I'm going to pinch them between my fingers. And I just gently pull and tug, just enough to feel it. Which also kind of spreads my lips and opens me further to the ceiling fan. A little bit of extra air on my clit is the best. Can you imagine it? Can you feel it for yourself? Your flesh is so hot and swollen. And that light little breeze just cools it gently. Ah, oh, so good. It's so very, very good. Oh, okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to dip my finger down to my opening. I like to call that my little hole. And then I'm going to just gather some of my juices, and I'm going to spread it up toward my clit. I'm soaked, by the way. I'm pretty sure that I've already made a little wet spot on the bed. So if you're listening to this and you don't have a pussy, how's that cock doing? Is there lots of pre-cum? God, I love pre-cum. I think I've told you in other audios that that's my little reward and my little treat. So I'm very hopeful if you were slowly leaking. And I hope that if you do have a pussy, you're just as wet as I am. So while we soak our clit, go ahead and spread that pre-cum all around the tip. It should be nice and wet and ready. So here comes my next favorite part. So after my nipples, actually maybe it's the same as my nipples because my nipples are my favorite, but I also love my clit too. So anyway, it's time to touch my clit. So now I'm sure that, you know, you will tell me that we have advanced in technology and we have moved beyond fingers. Toys are the way to go. And I know that a lot of you out there have lots of toys that you'd like to play with. So if you want to get a toy, you're more than welcome to get a toy. But my personal opinion, again, you do you, boo, is that using fingers allows you to really learn what kind of touch you like. The pressure, the type of stroke, and the buildup required to truly get yourself off. So I always go tried and true. That way I don't have to carry a toy with me anywhere. If I'm out and about or and I need that little quick moment to come. I'm not the only one who has come on the toilet as well. So, and instead of, you know, worrying about cleaning a toy, you can always just lick and suck your fingers clean. By the way, have you ever tasted yourself? Ever? Go ahead. So I'll lick my fingers too. Go ahead. We'll try it right now. And if you have pre-cum and you want to taste it and you're feeling adventurous, do that too. But here, I'm going to bring my finger up. So sometimes, you know, depending on diet, body chemistry, all those kinds of things. Sometimes it's sweet, sometimes it's salty, but it's you. And that little naughty taste can make you feel so sexy and add to your arousal. So at least it does for me. Some days, you know, I have to be honest, and I've said this in audios as well, I can't keep my fingers out of there. Especially after I come and I come hard. There's lots of cream. I will just lick it up. Reach down and just like feed some of it to myself with my fingers. It's just so good. So I take my middle finger. I find that the pressure from that one is the best. Plus it's longer and then, you know, it can reach a little bit better. And I slowly start to circle my clit to the left. So now this is interesting. Think about how you are circling it. Do you circle to the right? Do you stroke up and down? Do you tap? I'm always one that goes towards the left. And I still do this slowly. I mean, really, really slowly. It should be nice and wet from your juices. And it's if not, I would, you know, recommend dipping down to get some more juice and making sure it's really, really wet. And for my cock friends, how's that stroking going? Maybe you can circle the tip of your cock in the same way. Just around and around the head. See how that feels. Squeeze some pre-cum out for me, honey. I like to see it glisten on the tip. But feel free to use any sort of lube you want to make this the best experience for you. We want lots and lots of wetness. And you know your body best. So I go around slowly because I learned early on that the upper left side of my clit is the most sensitive. So I was literally making tiny little circles one day and I just stumbled on that spot. And that's the spot that makes me catch my breath and gasp as I slide over it. Try it out. See if you can find the most sensitive of the sensitive parts. I bet you have one or two. And, you know, for me, they became my go-to spots that with some attention will make sure I come every damn time. Oh, how are your nipples doing? Are they still hard as you play? Is your tummy starting to quiver as you're playing with your pussy or your cock? I like to watch my hands play with my body. It's so sensual to me and heightens my arousal, but sometimes it's just so good. I just have to let my head fall back on the pillow in pleasure, just to feel the sensations and let them build. There's no rush or race here. You can take your time and let go on as long as you need. But as I ease into nice slow circles, I have to tell you that I start to feel my orgasm build. So I move my fingers faster. Oh gosh, my nipples dying for attention right now. So if you could for me, if you could just reach over and pinch them. Now wouldn't that be magic if you could do that? But it just feels so fucking good to play with my clit. Go ahead, you keep playing or stroking your cock. Make yourself feel good. What do you need right now? I bet you're getting close too. I know I am. I can feel the orgasm move from the bottoms of my feet. It's like starting to build up my legs. All of those little nerve endings are starting to stand at attention. My hips are starting to move as I make these tiny little thrusts. And while I'm playing with my clit, I just make sure that I squeeze all those little tiny muscles in my hole. Oh, 'cause that just helps build the intensity. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, I might need to lift my legs up into the air, 'cause that just makes it better. Oh, sometimes the angle shift is just the best shift ever. I can feel it deeper inside of me. Oh, so if you haven't yet, start stroking that cock, please, faster. And if you're playing with your clit, play with it faster. Get those little circles going. Or turn up the intensity of your toy. Or if you need to shove some fingers into that little hole, go ahead and do that. But I'm just going to play with my clit. Oh, and I think I'm going to come. Oh, I'm getting so close. Do you need permission? You have my permission to come if you need it. I already have my Dom's permission. I can come whenever I need to, because I'm always so good. Oh, here it comes. It's getting closer for me. Oh, I hope it's getting closer for you. Oh, I'm arching off the bed. It just feels so good, and my fingers are moving as fast as they can. It felt really nice for me. Let's take a moment to recenter ourselves. I'm just gonna take a nice inhale in. And out. Do as many of those as you need. Now see. If I had all the time in the world, I would just roll over right now, sticky from my cum, and just take a nice nap. But it's one of those days where I have to go to work. So that shower is calling me. But I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope you enjoyed the fun we had. I hope you had fun. And I hope you're enjoying this Masturbation Chronicle series. I wonder what the next chronicle will be. If you have any requests, let me know. I don't know how viable that arm thing I was talking about earlier is, but we'll see. We'll see what comes out of my imagination. But I hope you have a great day. Take care. Much love to you.